I speak to you in the name of one God, creator, redeemer, and sustainer. Amen. Amen. This past week, we had a scene for a documentary filmed in our sanctuary. And as those who were around the office this week heard me say, it showed St. Cross to be true Christians because we let a Red Sox author be interviewed in this mostly bleed blue Dodger parish. The reason that we were asked to be the interview set is that they wanted a church that looked churchy, easily identifiable. Maybe we would use the word formal. And I completely agree. We fit the bill. We have a gorgeous sanctuary. I believe we have a sanctuary that draws people in, whether we're here or online. We have a sanctuary that reminds us of God's glory. We have a sanctuary that teaches us about our history. We have a sanctuary that when you walk into it on a Sunday morning, you can tell that we do traditional liturgy in a casual atmosphere. We gather here week after week to remember and to reaffirm our connection to God. And not only does this happen on Sunday, but I have had multiple people in the wider Hermosa community say to me how they have stopped by and come inside in the middle of the week when they have found our doors open. They have sat here and taken a moment to pray, to recenter, to become grounded, and they tell me how thankful they are that we have this space available. You and I, we come here on Sunday. We sing, we pray, we share a meal at the table, or we ask for a blessing. This sanctuary is our God place. And we think, no, we don't just think, we know that this is a special place. However, Jesus in the gospel today is urging us to see beyond our special place that we come to on Sundays. This special place where we gather with our friends, where we find donuts and coffee after the service in the parish hall. Jesus tells us that we find God not necessarily in the beautiful or the miraculous, but rather we find Jesus in the most very basic areas of our everyday lives. I don't know about you, but I can tell you that I am not always thinking about Jesus in my everyday life. You would think I would. I wear this collar. I have crosses everywhere. You know, but it's often easier to think of God when we're surrounded by beauty of the redwoods, or when the miraculous happens, the Hail Mary pass is caught, the longed-for child is brought safely into this world, the cancer mysteriously disappears. It's so easy to find Jesus in that moment and to say, thank you. It is far more difficult to find Jesus, to find God when you have been given bad news, or when you're cut off on the 405, or when you've lost your job, or when your neighbor is being, well, like mine was at 2:15 last night, unneighborly. In those moments, we tend to focus on what we need, on what we want, on what we know is our God-given right that we deserve, such as to be first and to not allow people to cut in front of you. Yet the bread of life that Jesus offers us today is not about getting what we deserve or what we are owed or what we believe is our right to have. The bread of life that Jesus offers us in today's gospel is much, much more. Today's gospel in week 4 of 5 about the bread of life. This week, Jesus explains how he is the living bread that came down from heaven and is offered to us. It is offered to us, and whoever eats this bread will live forever. Jesus says that what is most important, if we want to live a rich, full, love-filled life with everything we need, the most important aspect is a relationship with Jesus. It is where our life begins. And Jesus lays out how we come to that relationship in the most fundamental of ways, through a meal, a basic meal, bread and wine. Not just any bread and wine made holy, because we are gathered. Bread and wine made holy because we follow a God who reminds us that there is enough bread. There is enough food. There is enough money. There is enough medicine and enough jobs and enough love to share with everyone. And we learn that lesson again and again, that we have enough through sharing this meal where all are fed and there is plenty left over. Such a meal is always communal. We come to God. We come to know God. We come to experience God's love through community, through sharing the most basic elements of our lives, food and connection. We cannot live without nourishment. Our bodies will die. And we cannot live in isolation, as our souls will shrivel and be bereft. Jesus teaches us that there is enough. Through the invitation to feast on the bread that he offers, the bread of love, not consumed all by ourselves for ourselves. No, the bread is holy when we take it and we bless it and we share it with others. I want you to just stop for a moment and think of one of the best meals that you have shared with family or friends. Just to stop and think about it. The invitation is extended to gather over food. And that's what brings the group together. But think about how during that time we are fed by the connection of those that we love. How are we fed by somebody listening to our story? Or by our taking the time to listen to someone else's? How in that time are we fed by compassion, by communal understanding of deep emotions, by working out differences, by laughter. And in the end, does it really matter if the meal is hot dogs or tofu dogs or an elegant 8-course meal? No. What matters most is what you shared as you dined together. Finding God's love in community is what Jesus is talking about when he says he is the bread of life. Coming to this gorgeous sanctuary, singing and worshiping and sharing communion meals serves to strengthen us for the journey ahead. In our gathering week after week, we are reminded that there is enough bread. Just like this whole story started with the loaves and the fishes, there is enough in God's economy. When we leave here, our bellies full of cocoa and coffee and donuts and goldfish, and the sacred meal, when we leave here, we are called. We are bound. And in fact, we have vowed through our baptismal covenant to remember how God's love provides enough for everyone. Everyone. And that we are called to live our lives accordingly. So what does sharing God's banquet table of bread and wine look like? It looks like connection and offering connection to others. I saw a billboard driving on the 605 the other day. Yeah, I've been on the freeways a lot this week. Driving on the 605 the other day that stated that I think it was 70% of our country is anxious about the upcoming election. 70%, fully covering both sides of the aisles. And then I read another article this week that speaks to the continuing loneliness epidemic that I have preached on before. Our scripture this week, speaking of the bread of life, calls us to make loving connection with those in the world around us. The anxious, the lonely, the isolated, those we love, those we don't love, those we don't even know. The gospel today challenges us to take the beauty of our sanctuary, the glory that we experience of God's word, and to take that out into our world. And Jesus tells us we do that by connecting with one another. We do that by offering grace, even when it's hard, by offering compassion and forgiveness, and most of all, love. The next time you are doom scrolling, stop. And just for a moment, you don't have to stop doom scrolling forever. I'm not that foolish to tell you to do that. But just stop for a moment and send a text to a family or a friend or someone who comes to your mind and send them a message that says you are thinking about them. Connect. Ask how their day has gone. Think about people when you get righteously indignant. Stop. And think about how you can connect with that person. How can you change this into an experience to share God's grace? Another one, a winner in my family, stop and send what a colleague now calls a paper Instagram. You and I know that as a postcard. Send a note to someone. It doesn't even have to be long. Thinking of you. Love, Rachel. Or the one that we can just do. Smile at someone, because that smile extends grace. It makes connection. It lets the other person know that they are a beloved child of God also. So I challenge us to find one simple way, just one, to share God's love each and every day. And it sounds simplistic. It sounds like something we think we should all know to do, but we forget. Truly, sharing God's love is in the simple, basic, everyday connections. The connections that we make with one another. And it's how you and I share what we know is special and what we know is foundational in our lives. We can share that love once a day, or better yet, dozens of times, because you and I, we know that there is more than enough to go around, more than enough for everyone to get what they need. Amen.